This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and it is the Christmas Day edition of the program. We're here live in the studio, and you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Economics in One Lesson. That is on the way. After your calls and thoughts, you can take control of the airwaves. Here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Rick,
and Daryl.
As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we go to Denver, Colorado, where TJ the Spy is on the line. Hey, TJ.
Hey, Merry Christmas, brother.
Hey, dude, I've been actually thinking about you and James recently. I noticed that James has made his qualifications for Uber driving out there.
He has indeed. In fact, that was he managed, so, you know, as he was working for a company that I won't name, but it was basically they were in the self-moving business, and he went from $10 an hour to $14 an hour. He got promoted.
Nice.
Because he went to, like, a maintenance handyman, right? And, of course, this company, because they're a common contract carrier, they're subject to DOT regulations. So the Ford F-150 trucks they drive around, the work trucks that you or I drive around with a regular license, well, they need a DOT registration number. Well, as you know, if once you have a DOT registration number, any employee that drives one of those things needs to be subject to a DOT physical. And what's part of a DOT physical?
Drug test.
Yes. So he went, they said, you need to come take a DOT exam. And he thought it was just a paper test. And if he would have told that to me, I had a Class A CDL with TPX hazmat endorsement when I worked for the agency. And I could have told him, yeah, they test you for drugs. So he tested positive. And this is where it gets weird.
He can never. So hold on, TJ. I want to make sure that this is mentioned, and I know how you sometimes gloss over things. Once you fail a drug test and lose a DOT job, you can never get another job that has DOT certifications.
Well, it sounds like he was never certified in the first
place. My friend, Jesus is all about forgiveness, as is the government. And so you have to go through a DOT-certified marijuana abuse counseling program. But they have, because 50% of all the DOT drug tests are positive for marijuana out here.
Even though there's no, right, because you're in Colorado where it's legal. So even though it's legal to use cannabis there,
the federal government does not recognize medical marijuana. But they don't recognize recreational. If you drive a commercial vehicle for a Greyhound bus, if you drive it for, like, Penske or one of these big self-moving rental companies.
If you work for an airline, you have to get DOT.
Yeah, a utility company. So, like, whenever you see people out on the road and you see, like, DOT number and then some number following them, that means the person driving that truck had to be tested for drugs. And I'm just going, well, okay, I understand. Don't be driving an 18-wheel semi if you're stoned. But if you're, I mean, just like, you know, pilots, I don't care if they drink if they're off duty. But if they're sober when they're flying the plane, I don't care. So it's one of these things, though, that the federal government says if you use pot at all.
But he was never certified. He was never DOT certified. He was taking this test to get DOT certified, correct?
That's different.
Right.
That's different. And the reason that I mentioned the thing, because I did used to work for an airline, and there were several people that I worked with that, you know, they would have an accident at work. Oh, you've got to get drug tested.
Right.
They'd pee in the cup and then quit before the results came in so that they could then later wind up
getting a job
with another airline.
Interesting.
Well, it's funny because now that he failed the drug test, I said, James, you have to, if you want to get a DOT job, like with the rail transit system or something, or another job at another company that requires a DOT certification, or if you want to get a truck driving license, you have to go through this thing where you go and tell the DOT certified marijuana abuse counselor how sorry you are, you've seen the devil, the bunny rabbit got into the devil's lettuce, and He's so sorry. He's seen the light. Drugs are evil. He'll never do pot again. And, you know, the company was offering to pay for him to do this because they're so desperate for workers. So they put him on 30 days unpaid leave. And they said, if you just go, we'll pay for the class to, you know.
But he'll inevitably have to take another drug test. And in theory, as you are certified, there would likely be random testing that could pop
up as
well.
And I just said, James, why don't you just quit? Like, you really want to be subject to it. And
there's plenty of jobs out there.
And so, yeah, he became, like, and so, of course, now he's an Uber driver. I don't know if that's good or bad, but the thing is, like, no.
Well, they don't drug tests, so that's nice. Because you're driving your own car. You're not driving company cars, so.
Ian, we don't want to, the government is listening. We don't want to give them any ideas. You know that's exactly what the state of Denver is now going to start doing. Oh, do you drive a taxi? Well, you need to take a drug test before we give you permission to work.
Luckily, Colorado has completely separate regulations for rideshare than for taxis. They're actually the first state to create what's called a TNC, a taxi network company.
No, transportation network company.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the legalese for ride-sharing company.
Not a taxi, but it's, you know, got a completely separate set of regulations.
Right, and as we saw with the TNC regulations they passed here in New Hampshire, it's actually Uber, the big companies like Uber and Lyft, who are pitching these regulations.
Yes.
The idea being, at least in New Hampshire, was that, oh, well, there's all these different towns with different rules. Some towns have no rules. Some towns have restrictive rules. Why not just have one set of rules across the whole state so at least it's possible for these companies to operate without having to figure out the patchwork of regulations? So, I mean, I'm not in favor of regulations, but I understand why these companies would value having just one set in a state instead of 250.
And also it makes sure that nobody tries to regulate them as a taxi because they're
not
a taxi.
It sets a separate set of rules. So, TJ, I'm just curious, like, how's his experience been with Uber so far? I'm sure you've heard.
Oh, yeah, it's been wonderful. He said he gets, like, the clients are a notch above because they have to have a credit card. So he said, you know, that was one of the things. He was kind of worried, like, is he going to get, like, an abusive, angry crowd? But he said no. He's driven engineers and musicians. And so I said, well, James, this is a wonderful chance to figure out what kind of job you might want to have. And so he met a bartender here who was making $1,000 a week. He said, you know, it's like, he said, you kind of look around and you're saying, like, well, okay, you know, what's my labor worth? And am I willing to do that for this amount? And
have you guys run any of the numbers as far as how many hours he's logging into Uber and how much he's getting as far as pay? Because some people are anywhere.
So on the slower times, it's like $10 an hour. During the snowstorm out here, like a week ago, he was making like $40 an hour during that snowstorm.
During what they call the surge pricing, where they'll increase pricing based on demand. Now that's $10 an hour just based on the division of the amount coming in versus the hours run. So that doesn't factor in like wear and tear on the car and any repairs that would.
Yeah, it's more or less. I think James is kind of, he's happy. Like, the main thing is, are you happy with what money you're making? So he expends his labor. He gets to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
He gets to talk and he gets to see the city. He gets to drive around to different parts of the city. And in exchange, he gets some dollars. And I assume that that's enough for him, because if it wasn't, I would say, James, what the hell are you doing wasting your life doing this, being miserable? Instead, you should be going out trying to find a job that you get up and you're like, boy, I wonder what's going to happen today. And so, we're very thankful for so many things. I said, my New Year's resolution is to not get raided by any police agency this year. Right? You know, like, I see John, by the way, I want to say Merry Christmas to Johnny Ray. So in my current job, we have to clean the bathroom. So as I bleach down the bowl, I have to scrub and Windex all the things. And I just am thinking of Johnny Ray and his job. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, it's like, I wonder if he's happy doing his job, you know, cleaning. This is something that's very zen-like, I find.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate you thinking about me that way, TJ.
TJ, thanks for calling to share, and Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Well, I love all you guys, and thanks for being so happy.
You got it, brother. Thanks, and have a happy new year as well. Hope to hear good things from you, too, in the future.
Right.
Our toll-free number, former co-host, by the way, on the show here, Much beloved TJ the Spy. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And yeah, that's right. 1 week from today, of course, it's New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We're going to be broadcasting live throughout the holidays, so don't miss a moment of Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up with your calls and thoughts. Welcome on whatever you want to discuss here on Christmas Day.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the Christmas Day edition of the program. Of course, as always, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss, and we'll talk to you about it. Of course, we also bring stuff to the table, including economics in one lesson. We got a couple chapters to talk about there tonight. If we get the chance with you in studio, it's Ian.
Jenny
and Daryl.
By the way, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car, especially if you're a driver for a ride share. Because if you're on the road, the more miles you're on the road, the more people you can reach. In fact, you could reach thousands of people in a week or a month, depending on how much you drive, with your bumper stickers. And, of course, you know that people love to read those bumper stickers, and you can get some great ones, some witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic. Liberty-oriented messages are available in bumper sticker form at libertystickers.com. That's libertystickers.com. And if for some reason they don't have what you want, you can have them make whatever you want. So they'll do custom stickers, no problem. In fact, that's how we got the LRN.FM and the Free Talk Live bumper stickers, which we give away to you for free. All you have to do is send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the address you'll find over at promote.freetalklive.com. But anyway, if you want to check out Liberty Stickers, you should do that. Go to libertystickers.com. As we go to Mike, he's listening in Southern Ohio, actually watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you, Ian.
Thanks.
Earlier you're talking about the neighbors calling police. I run at night. I work from home, so obviously you sit at home, work 100 hours a week, and I'll go out periodically and just run, try to do hard sprints because I think it's good for my health. And so I run around my neighborhood, and there's a road I jogged on with a stop sign and everything else where about 15 houses are. I was running back there, and this woman had dogs in her yard, and so the dogs were barking, and they're still about 5 feet from the road, and but behind a fence. I'm not really bothered by it. I'm just running, and she comes out there yelling, "Hey, you know, you don't need to run here, blah blah blah," and I'm like, "Okay, well, this woman's probably nuts," so I just kept running, and then I would run other places, and then run back and forth periodically. Mm-hmm. She came out there again and said she would call the police on me. And I said,
for running? Like,
yeah, for running in front of her yard. This is how nuts people are. And it's all about that control. And listen, you could be the nicest guy. You can wave to everybody. You can offer value. You can do whatever. And, you know, you're not going to connect with everyone.
Nope.
And so, you know, but this lady, she's elderly. She's probably 70 years old. And, you know, you get stuck in that mindset, but your first, her first thought is control. Call the police, call these armed. And of course, you know, nothing the police could do. You know, I just laugh at her. I almost feel sad in a way, but it happens. It happens. And it's amazing. I haven't called the police on anybody since I learned about that, you know, the kind of the paradigm of you realize that the government really isn't your friend. So it's probably been 10 years since I've called the police on someone because, first of all, I don't have really disputes where I need to call the police. But two, I can't think of anything where I've ever called the police or I've seen it where anything good ever really happened. Like maybe if, you know, that there's a armed shooter and they're shooting somebody, the police come out and they take down the shooter. But like I know so many people who have had their house burglarized or something, you know, when they're not there and so forth, and none of that ever gets solved, and all the police is going to do is just be a time waster.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mike. I just wanted to say that one of my favorite thinkers ever. I think he's one of the best around today. Will Grigg, his quote, relevant to what you're saying, is that there is no situation so bad that it cannot be made worse by calling the police.
Yeah, I think that you got to use caution, try to avoid them in general, but there are some circumstances where the police are the only protection agency that we're legally allowed to use in a lot of cases, and in the circumstance of something pretty serious like a murder or a rape, or even something, you know, when it comes down to property destruction, if you want to get something on the record legally, especially for insurance purposes, for instance, you know, you tend to have to call the police, you know, get a copy of the police report, especially in the case of car accidents and things like that. We've had the peace flag stolen out in front of the LRN.FM studio, and it happened for a period of years, and eventually ended up calling the police on that We got some video.
You didn't call the police.
I actually did call them in.
I'm very disappointed in you.
Yeah, and I called the police in, and they, you know, were professional. They did the investigation. They found out who it was because we were able to identify, you know, the kind of car that they were driving. There was, like, you know, a unique identifying feature to the car. The cops found out who it was, and they got back in touch with us. And I wasn't the one who was damaged. There were some tenants that were damaged in the attack, because they also, like, threw eggs or something. There's been so much vandalism, it all kind of mixes together. But they found a couple of these guys, and one of them actually got in touch and apologized and ended up offering to make good. And he bought two of the flags to replace the one that he stole. Another one stopped by here and sat down and had a talk with Rich Paul over at Rich's church. And that went pretty well, apparently. So ultimately, the police actually handled things very, very professionally, and they didn't go further. One of the problems is the police can escalate a matter.
Yes.
Unnecessarily, and that's really the thing you've got to be cautious about. In this case, they checked with us the entire way of, like, you know, what do you want us to do with this circumstance? You know, do you want to press charges? No, we don't want to press charges. We just want to get the flags back. We just want to, you know, make things whole. And that actually ended up being what happened. So it actually worked out in that circumstance.
And see that right there, if more people did that and had that, you know, sit downs with people and things of that nature, because you just get the feeling that, like, what good does it do if someone's just behind bars? Like, They're not paying back what they did to you. And like, I've almost prided myself on not calling the police. Now, again, I've never been assaulted or anything like that. But certainly anything anybody says to me, or if somebody's running in front of my property, or, you know, something, it's so insane. And, you know, to your effect, I just want to tell you this. So I've been listening to your show lately. I've called a couple times. I have went back and listened to your show from years ago when you had guests on. This show here, what's so great about it is I work a lot, right? I work from my house. And so mm-hmm. I have stuff on the background as I work. And, you know, the Mises stuff, some of my self-help stuff I play. What I love after discovering your show is y'all have a higher paradigm that you think on. So it's not a Glenn Beck kind of rage radio where right. you're just yelling, everything's stressful. You have different topics. I abide by the non-aggression principle and do those things. So it kind of touches that. Now, I don't necessarily agree with you everything on, like, immigration and all that. Now, I'm open to it. I'm learning.
Well, that's all right. There's always more time to talk about issues like that. Welcome to the program, Mike, and call us anytime if you want to talk about that stuff. We'd love to hear from you, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And Merry Christmas as well. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Johnny Ray said he's disappointed in me.
Very disappointed.
And, we can talk further about that if you want to here in moments. And you can take control of the airwaves as well. It is the live Christmas Day edition, and this is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Or coming up.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done.
We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Christmas Day edition of the program. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Thinking about starting up your own blog or website in 2017? Well, you can start for 50% off the regular hosting prices at HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there. Because you're a Free Talk Live listener is why you're getting this special offer. It makes it easy over at HostGator to start up a website. They've got a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support. They got a 99.99% uptime rating and an intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You get the special offer of 50% off, 50% off. For Free Talk Live listeners by going to HostGator.com/FTL. And that, by the way, that price discount locks in for however long your initial order is. So if you order, you know, 6 months, you get it for 6 months. If you order 3 years, you get it for 3 years. So there's various different options there for you. HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get that 50% off. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, it's James Cleveland, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, calling us from Colorado. Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling about, have you guys heard of a city in India called Gurgaon?
Why, yes, Gurgaon? We have.
Yeah, I mean, that's a city that, so Reason did a great piece on it. It basically has no municipal government. So the things like roads, firefighters, police, they're actually provided through voluntary exchange. It's like a private city, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, it was fascinating. We had talked about it, I don't know, within the last couple of months here on Free Talk Live, and I think we were actually going off of that Reason article. Very interesting piece. What did you want to highlight about it?
I just think it's wonderful that, you know, it's really a marketplace solution to a problem. Like, if you look at India, a lot of it's still poor, you know, but Gurgaon has had, like, phenomenal growth, like 30% a year. And I would say, like, it's a proof that the model works. I mean, people are flocking there, you know.
And this is a city, I'm pulling up some info here. There are more people that live in this city than there are that live in the entirety of New Hampshire.
Yeah, like 2 million people, right?
Yeah, that's about right.
The number that I'm seeing from the Guardians from 2011, and they had more than 1.5 million. Wow. I don't know what the current population is.
Okay.
But I don't know. I was just, I guess, expanding on your conversation. Like, wouldn't it be wonderful if we did have at least the option of having private security instead of always having to rely on the public sector, you know? And this city shows, like, the things that people associate with government, like firefighting, roads. I mean, they have a 32-lane highway. Like, they have
wow.
the best roads in India.
What?
That's crazy. Yeah, 32. That just sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
And because the water systems run. It's clean water. It's privately run. The electricity is private. And all these companies are moving there, like Intel, General Electric, car manufacturers.
Yeah, it was fascinating. There was sounded like there might have been a dark side, though. The claims were that some of the companies were dumping waste in some places where they shouldn't have been, and I don't remember all the details of it. But yeah, it seemed like on the most part, it was pretty successful, though.
Well, I mean, even if that's true, I'd argue it's a private property rights issue. I mean, if someone is dumping toxic waste on your land, you should be able to have some kind of recourse against
them. Well, I wonder what that is. I wonder, you know, does the story that Reason published, does it go into whatever arbitration services might be available in town? Because even when, you know, if you don't have a state around, there are still going to be disagreements between people, and those are going to need to be aired out somehow.
Yeah, my understanding is it's still under, you know, the Indian national government, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the court systems still apply, but, you know, for the most part, it's a very hands-off government. It's really just a fascinating story.
So give me an Uber. So this is James, who is the boyfriend or fiance of TJ, who called in earlier. We were talking about you, about how you're working for Uber now. What are they, first of all, what's Uber paying out? Because I remember like a year ago they dropped down their payouts to their drivers from 80% to 75%. Is it still 75%? What are they paying out there in Denver? Yeah.
It's 75%.
And so give us a cool story, because, like, there's always something neat that happens when you're driving people around. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know what's going to happen. Do you have any cool, like, driver stories?
Once I picked up a NASA engineer at the airport, and I drove him back to Boulder, Colorado. We had, like, a real interesting conversation. He had just lived in Taiwan for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. A lot of people slap like a trash can on the back of my headrest.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, I get asked multiple times a day, is that a puke bag? But no one's ever puked in my car.
You're lucky. How many rides have you given, do you think, at this point?
I've given over 100.
Wow.
I don't know. Typically, 2 or 3 an hour is not unreasonable. It depends on kind of the demand. When it was snowing, it was like crazy.
Now, apparently, Uber does offer, now I'm not a huge fan of Uber as a company as far as how they treat their drivers, but they do offer like a puke fee. So if somebody pukes in the back of your car or does something to trash the car and you show like photographic evidence of the fact that that happened, they'll like send you a $50 fee or something like that, just to kind of cover your time for having to clean it up.
Yeah, I had another customer say that they're with another Uber driver, and that Uber driver was talking on the phone and got into a wreck, and so they reported that to Uber.
Ooh.
And Uber actually sent them $600, they said, even though they weren't injured or anything.
They sent that to the customer?
Yeah, to the customer who basically, you know, filed the complaint or whatever you want to call it. But
huh.
I mean, imagine that, like, with a taxi. You think a taxi company is going to pay $600?
No, hell no, they're not. That's a great point.
And, so many people, too, like, they just complain about the taxis here in Denver. I mean, it's like a real dinosaur industry. I've had people say that they've called, and over an hour and a half later, the cab hasn't shown up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like,
I've heard those stories too, and I drove for Uber for just a few days last year, and I didn't have that many fares, but of the ones that I had, I was hearing stories about how bad the taxis were. So it's definitely like a universal problem with a lot of these taxi cab companies out there. It's people are really upset about it, and so they're using Uber.
Yeah, I see a lot of cabs. You know, they have their little light on, so they don't have passengers. I see so many cabs like that. I kind of think like they're probably going to go under at some point.
Have you gotten any hatred from the cabbies? Has there been any negativity towards you?
So sometimes I'll go park. Like if I don't have a fare, I'll go park at like 7-Eleven or something, and like one guy was definitely giving me like a dirty stare, but like that, you know, I've not had any like people say anything to me.
Do you have one of those like Uber logos in your car, so like somebody at a glance knows that you're an Uber driver?
Yeah, I have magnets on the side,
gotcha,
so people can identify the car when I pull up.
So right, do you just drive for Uber, or do you also do Lyft? Because I know there's a lot of people that do both.
I signed up for Lyft because they have like a new driver bonus. But, you know, the background check is running, so it's kind of
still
in that
going
2-week phase, so I'm kind of waiting, like, to see.
Cool. But, hey, good luck, James. Feel free to share any other, cabbie stories with us. There's always something interesting going on.
James, I wanted to say Merry Christmas, too. This is Johnny Ray. I wanted to say Merry Christmas.
All righty. Talk to you
guys
later.
Thanks, James. Have a good night. Drive safe. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Brother Ian. Brother Daryl. Brother Johnny Ray.
What's on your mind?
How you doing? Well, first of all, I wanted to say good to hear from you guys again.
You called us.
Well, I know that. I've been having my share of problems. But you know what today is? Today is the 25th of December.
It is.
You know what
that means? It means we're live on Christmas Day on Free Talk Live, like every day.
It's also the start of Hanukkah and the day before Boxing Day.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know Hanukkah started on Christmas.
Not always, because it's on the Hebrew calendar, so it floats.
Okay.
We're getting there, Daryl.
Hold on, Ricky. I have no idea why you're calling, but we'll get into that coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, 855-450-3733. Live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live continues, where you, as always, can take control of the airwaves.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. In the remaining moments, we have enough time for you if you call now. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Don't know if we're going to get to economics in one lesson because our phones are pretty loaded up. We'll get to that next week. Chapters 8 and 9. So we're going to put chapter 10 on hold since we're backlogged at this point. I don't want to get overloaded with having to read two more pages here, Johnny Ray. This is, it was hard for us to get through two pages this week. And so we're going to just do chapters 8 and 9 coming up next week. So stand by for that. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. If you, by the way, want to help support Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing on this show, with open phones, talking about liberty every night, you can help us for $5 a month with the Free Talk Live AMP program. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's one of the best things you can do for us as we go into 2017, besides sharing the show and, you know, letting your friends know on social media and such and in real life that you listen to Free Talk Live. We appreciate that, and also we appreciate those of you who join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month that we can invest into the show to help us get on new radio stations. We're going to be announcing, like, at least three, I think, new stations coming up here in the first couple of weeks of 2017. So very excited about that. We have to wait till a couple of syndication contracts end, and then our new stations will be signing on board with us, which is very exciting. And it's all made possible, a lot of it, because of Free Talk Live amplifiers, because of listeners like you sending in $5 a month. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts of the show. Let's go back to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. I think the last time we heard from you, Ricky, was shortly after the election, as you were drowning your sorrows, having your candidate having lost the election. Are you sobered up a little bit now? How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good, being that there's a contract out and people want to kill me. But that aside,
There's a contract out and people want to kill you.
Yeah, well, we're not going to get into that. But you know what
Why bring it up then?
Oh, no, I was just thinking about
it. He wants to sound mysterious. He wants to sound dangerous. He's a threat to the system.
I am, actually. Hey, you know what? Today is the
25th. No, you're not. You work for the police department.
No, I'm a deputy. That's not quite exactly the same thing.
Well, you're not getting a paycheck. You're like, you know, a volunteer.
Well, actually, I'm not going to get paid for running against Rosemary either, but that's besides the point.
Who's Rosemary?
Rosemary Brown. Check her out there, Daryl, in my district.
Wait a minute. I thought you were running in a district in which you don't live. Where, didn't you call?
That's not allowed.
I voted against her on the November, on election day. I decided 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to run in my district.
Okay, so you're going to stay where you are, because you had told us before that you were planning on running in a different district, and we tried to explain to you that unless you move to that other district, you will not be able to run there. So it sounds like you are now deciding to run for state house in the state of Pennsylvania from where you live.
Now, here's the today is. Today's the 25th of December
it
now.
Is, yes.
Yeah, it's, now some people call that Christmas, but to me, it's the birthday of the Roman sun god Mithra. You know?
No, now, I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Well, you know what else it is today? Besides that,
Saturnalia.
My birthday.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday, yes. Ricky.
Happy birthday.
What better way to spend your birthday than calling Free Talk Live?
Absolutely. And can I tell you something? Today, this year is going to be a very special year, and so is 2017, because we got 2015 and 2016 and 2017.
Yep, that's how it goes.
You know, Daryl talked about the calendar.
Can count.
And I know you guys are very, very smart. Daryl, yourself, Mark, and, you know, I think you guys understand a lot of things. It's going to be one hell of a year in 2017.
Let's have a prediction, Ricky. I mean, you sound like you know a thing or two about what's coming in the future, so why don't you tell
us? I absolutely do.
What are you expecting to happen in 2017?
Well, I know one thing. I'm predicting a civil war. I predict
that. Oh, my.
I don't like Federalists. Donald J. Trump, the J stands for jackass, because he's already, somebody got to explain to this guy he's not president yet.
Not yet. He's still going to get approved by the Congress, apparently.
Well, and the problem is, though, he's already making executive, you know, decisions already when it comes to Russians and nuclear armaments. And I feel bad for President Obama. I mean, really, I mean, this is...
He's definitely being overshadowed. I mean, Obama, no doubt, is being overshadowed. But apparently he did sign some sort of... I've got a headline from the Free Thought Project. It's actually the top story right now over at freetalklive.com. Where I'll try to see if I can figure out who it was that submitted it, but the headline is that Obama has signed the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act.
Yeah, I signed that a couple days ago.
And
Antiwar.com had the story.
And the story is that it makes some sort of counter-propaganda campaign from the U.S. federal government, that there will be now some sort of propaganda bureaucracy. We got that story, but I don't think we're going to have time to get into it tonight, but we'll hold on to it. And thank you to Thibri. I know I'm mispronouncing it. Thibri. Anyway, thanks for submitting that over at freetalklive.com. So, Ricky, you predicted a civil war. I mean, let's not gloss over that here. That sounds like a pretty harrowing, horrifying prediction for 2017. So what is the civil war? Who will be the sides in that civil war?
Well, the sides have already been picked, 45-45, and I also predict that there will be
45.
A key element. See, what it is it's the Federalists. It's the Federalists. See, I know what Sarah was trying to think of. See, what happened with this election, remember I talked about...
You and Sarah ought to go out on a date. I hear she is... She's
no,
a little lonely.
Well, maybe, but you know what? Remember I talked about the Hillary Clinton...
I know, you didn't answer the question. You said 45-45. Are you referencing the percentages in the election?
Correct.
So you're saying there's going to be a civil war between Trump supporters and Democrats?
Federalists and anti-federalists.
I don't think most people break themselves down that way. I suspect that most people, you know, out there in America wouldn't be able to tell you the difference between a federal or one of those two things is.
Confederacy, they may not openly or, you know, but on certain levels when it comes to Confederacy, deep down within their spirit, they understand, whether they technically understand. See, here's also what's going to happen. See, what happened is, when I talked about the whole Hillary Clinton hack, that was an inside job. See, it was the Federalists. The Fed.
Okay. Now, how will we know, Ricky? How will we know when this civil war that you're predicting has actually begun? Is it going to be something where you'll have to look back and say, "Oh yeah, that was when it started"?
At the beginning of the at the end of the first quarter, that will be when the conflict will start.
What will it look like? What are we going to see?
It's called civil war is the only thing that could save us from World War III. You know,
that's an unusual thing to say. One war will save us from another war.
Yes. Yes, because I was a little upset at first, but see, the thing about the coup attempt for the DNC, by the DNC, that I was way involved in for 3 years of my life, obviously at this point, that's not a real secret. And the thing is...
part of a coup attempt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? You overthrew the Democratic National Committee?
No, they tried to pull a fast one, and there was a lot of things going on with Microsoft.
Now, within the Civil War, what I want to know is, this one that you're predicting, what side will the government take?
The government will take the side of the Trumpeters, because those
basically, the liberals are going to get crushed because the U.S. military will.
No, all the powers within the Confederacy, Gnostics, and all.
He's just mixing it all together here. He hasn't called in 1 month, so he's throwing in all the Rickyisms all into one call.
He's just throwing in words that relate to government.
Thanks, Ricky, for your call tonight. I've had enough. Let's continue here. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I'd be happy to join a civil war and have the opportunity to kill people on the other side that I think need killing in this country. After, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas from.
Well, that is not two. Those are not two sentences that, ideas that should go together. Killing people and then Merry Christmas. I don't think that's a healthy thing.
My children were illegally trafficked by Judge John J. Romero Jr. to this very day for.
Well, that may be true, but killing people is not going to solve that problem.
Well, we don't need to talk about that. That's a subject you were on. I came into that. That's not what I called about. But on that subject,
you're the one that brought up
to...
killing people. Yeah, you were the one relishing opened the phone.
Well, frankly, I would like to fight for my children because what's been done to me is wrong. And my son, David.
Do you think that your kids would want to be, want to have a father that ends up dead because he went on a murderous rampage or ends up in a prison cell? Do you think that would be better?
I'm not going on a murderous rampage. I'm talking about if there's a civil war, then it becomes a lawful war, and there's a winner and there's a loser. So we don't need to waste any more time on that. But we're living in a country where here it is Christmas. Merry Christmas to my son, David Olson, Jr., and my daughter, Paisley Olson.
All right,
and
we generally don't do shout outs on Free Talk Live. Thank you for the call tonight. Just generally something that we don't do. I mean, if everybody calls up and says, hey, friend, then that's not particularly interesting. Talk radio.
Yeah.
I understand he's frustrated. He got screwed by the family courts, but violence is the tool of the state.
Having your children taken away from you will make you crazy.
No doubt. No doubt. But violence is not going to get them back to you.
Right.
I'll tell you that. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Merry Christmas. See you tomorrow.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.